Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Coach E, Coach Eunice Jones with Life Happens. I know it's been a couple of months, so I hope that everybody is still tapped in and tuned in to Turn Up. This is April 2021. Today's April 27. I hope that everybody's been doing good. It's been a couple of months, like I said, since I have done a podcast. Things have been absolutely phenomenal. And it doesn't mean when I say less that there's bad things going on. Actually, it means I'm saying less because I'm learning more. So if you have not, tap in and share with me and link up with me. Let's friend request me. I request back. Facebook, Eunice Jones, author Eunice Jones is the coaching page. On YouTube, author, coach, speaker, Eunice Jones, Snapchat, Uni Jones, author _ Eunice on Instagram, my website, propelpurpose.org. And I'm on all social media handles, TikTok, Eunice Jones 1123. I just started on that. So you guys link up with me. I link back. I hope that everybody's doing well. I hope that life is good. I hope, you know, we're down the first quarter of the year, the 2021 year, and it's just been crazy and social media and people are dying and icons and legends. And we are still here post-pandemic a year later, and people are being vaccinated and going back to work and gainfully being employed, which is absolutely great. I hope that everybody is doing well. I hope that you have been focusing on being effective in every area in your life and you are repeating that. I hope that you are unlearning behaviors and you're relearning new, healthier ones. I hope that you are resting well. I hope that you're mending relationships and forgiving yourself and others. I hope that you are creating healthy boundaries and cutting the cords of things that are no longer serving your greater good. I am en route to work. I know the last we probably may have spoke, there's so many transitions that have happened. I am now manager at a nonprofit organization, which has been really, really good, making some great strides, breaking records, y'all. So it has been an absolute journey, and I'm so grateful for it all. A lot of people have said, man, did you just stop doing the podcast? Did you stop doing your lives? Did you just stop doing speaking engagements? Are you not writing anymore? I'm doing all of the above, but I am so focused on this position. I'm learning from my CEO, who is a powerhouse. She's an African-American woman, and I'm just learning so many great things. She is in Collin County community and serving the community. She has been the CEO for 6 years, a boss in the industry, a leader. I shouldn't say boss because leader and boss are two different things, but she's a boss girl. She is a boss lady, and she is absolutely a leader that operates in excellence and grace and skill. And so I'm honored to be learning from her. I'm honored to be mentored by her and being built in management. So I'll be going back to school and expounding my education, getting a degree in this field. So again, I'm really excited. So let's talk about, what do you guys want to talk about? I've heard so many things. I kind of just want to freestyle a little bit and get a couple of things off my heart. You know, I've had to say no to some things and sever the ties and some relationships, friendships, situationships, I don't know what you want to call it, because people will give you minimal if you accept minimal. And if you keep accepting minimal, they lack accountability, and you accepting that less will never put them in the position to give you what you truly deserve. Let me back up a little bit, because if you honor yourself first and you give yourself the maximum that is required, that's in your time, healing, education, efforts, in every one of your accolades, you invest that time in you, then you won't accept less than. People are really big in being spiritually consciously aware of their growth and their behaviors. Mental illness is being more talked about and discussed. It is no longer taboo, especially in the African American community. And I'm really excited about that. However, our men are suffering. Our men are not feeling that they have a safe place to discuss their pain and hurt or trauma. And that is about to be extinct. I'm realizing I'm supported by a lot of incredible and amazing men, brothers and friends and colleagues. And these kings are healing up and they are getting therapy and they are being accountable for their toxic behavior and unlearning bad behaviors and relearning new behaviors that are healthy and whole for them and their children. They're healing their bloodline. I mean, the men are doing their thing now. They are really doing their thing. Unfortunately, it's not a big enough percentage that are investing in themselves. And so, unfortunately, that pain and that trauma and those unhealed emotions and those immature traits are being sprinkled and they're being bled and saturated on the women around them. And it doesn't have to be relationally like, intimate. It can be friendships, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunts. Men are bleeding all over women. And most of the time, you know, for such an era, women were on the spiritual journey and self-love and healing and all these things. And now you're just now hearing just a peak of it where men are actually investing in themselves. Unfortunately, that small percentage of men, it needs to be magnified. It should be talked about. It's okay to heal. It's sexy to heal if you want to go there, because I know men are on their ego. It's okay to admit that you don't have it together. It's okay to admit that you have mental illness. The problem comes and lies in when you don't want to address the issue. You don't want to get therapy. You want to ignore it. You want to suppress it. And you just don't want to talk about it. You know, you're leaving, putting women in a bad situation because they're putting in the work to heal. They're putting in the work to evolve. They're putting in the work to become better as a person so that they can be better relationally, better in the marketplace, better in their business endeavors and their personal endeavors. And men are not. And so I want to normalize discussing what's taboo, which is men going through healing and getting their healing and starting their spiritual journey. You know, a lot of people traditionally, there are more women in the church because men are at home hiding behind football and beer or golf Sunday or recreational basketball with the fellas. But they're not leading their family spiritually. They're not leading their families when it comes to a healing journey. They're not leading their families when it comes to healing traumas and all these other situations that are really life happenings. I think that's a problem. I really think it's a problem. I'm so grateful to know some men that have put in the work and are putting in the work. And I have a great panel, plethora, I guess I should say, of friends, guys that, you know, that I call family, that are taking the time to heal and taking the time to admit that they have traumas and hangups that make them act the way that they do. And they're putting in the work to heal. And that is a way to lead your family. I'm not against financial leadership. Every man should be able to provide for his household. And being a provider and a leader and the head of the household is, we need to, that paradigm has to shift. The trajectory has to reposition itself, because we cannot always just say that a man can lead financially or make good business decisions and pay the bills and do stocks and investments and make, you know, financial plans for the future. But in the area of mental, emotional, spiritual, they're lacking. They're not able to lead in that capacity. And we can change that. That narrative can change. If men are willing to obey and not obey, but open up and admit that this is an area that you can lead and you can lead successfully. You absolutely can lead successfully. So I just want to challenge our guys today. My men, our kings, I want to challenge you guys to tap within. You know, if you want what's best, you want the greatest version of a woman when she steps to you, whether it be companionship, relationship, or whatever, then don't you think you should be able to present that as well? You got to be who you are expecting that woman to be. You got to be that version. You got to be that higher version. And we believe in you. We're supporting you, especially Black men, African-American men. You already are almost extinct. You're an extinct and an endangered species because you're being hunted and killed and slaughtered. And this is more of a reason that this topic should be discussed. Let's talk about your childhood traumas. Let's talk about how you were made to not be emotional and express yourself. Let's talk about the molestation. Let's talk about the abuse. Let's talk about abandonment and fear of abandonment and insecurities and low self-esteem and lack of confidence. And I don't say this in a way to penetrate your who you are, your statue, or try and bring you down, but I'm saying let's get to the heart of the matter. We want you whole, men. We want you full. We want you in wholeness. We want the best version of you because we're given the best versions of us. We go through the classes and the workshop. We bond with the sisters. We go to therapy. We get medication. We seek meditation. We seek God. We seek the Father. We believe in all these things and we put in the work to become the better and the best version of ourselves as queens and as women. So don't you think it's time that you did the same? Because audacity is at a whole time high. And I just, it's an, how dare you have the audacity to expect and have a, and would like a certain woman to be a certain way and do all these things for you and serve you in this capacity and love you in this capacity. And you, first of all, can't even do it for yourself and refuse to do it for yourself first and foremost. So how then can we serve something in you and aid and support and love you when you won't even do it for yourself? You don't even think you're worthy of that. You don't think you're worthy of healing and wholeness and evolving into the greatest version of you as a man and as a king. So this is just some things that have been on my heart, and I love you guys. I'm not, this is not a bash a man series. This is a, this is something I really want to make men aware of. We love you whole, baby. We love it when you're healed up. We love it when you're, unlearning behaviors. We love it when you're dealing with your childhood trauma and you're addressing that inner child, that little boy, and you're healing those patterns. We love it when you're like that. We want you whole. You're, again, you already have targets on your back. So why add to that death toll? Why increase that death toll? And it could be spiritual or, and however, you know, we want you to be better because we're putting in the work for us to become better to present to you. So don't you think it's fair? How can you not invest in yourself, kings? How can you not put in the work? How can you not? And therapy's okay. Medication is okay. You know, coaching is okay. We have to normalize this in our community of men. Because the percentage, there are some men out there, and kudos and shout out to those that are putting in the work, but that's a low percentage. Let's change that. Let's change the narrative. Let's support our men, because I support you. I do. We need more male coaches. We need more male therapists to normalize this thing, because it looks like women are healing all around us, and just a very small portion of men are going through their healing journey and their growth journey, and yet they still have the audacity to expect us to be at our best when they give us less. They give us minimal. How do I know it? Because they can't even give it to themselves. So this is my wake-up call for our guys, for our men, for our kings. Go get healing. Do what you have to do to get there. We are not laughing. We are not. We want to support you. We are not talking about you. We're not making fun of you. We want to support you and bridge this gap, because when the man heals, their whole, their bloodline heals. You're the one that carries the seed. You're the seed carrier. The nation is in your loins. So when you begin to raise a standard and normalize healing and growth, and then this is when we begin to heal as a people. Women, like I said, we're putting the work. We've been doing it for years. We're the one that lead in the church now. We do all these things. And not to say that we push the men out, but you have the opportunity to raise a standard in your life and become the greatest version of you. Maximize on your greatest potential, because there's greatness in you. God created you for greater things. So let's do it. Let's get it. If you guys want to give me some feedback, the next few weeks, I'm actually going to have a couple of kings on here. And I'm going to interview them, those that I know that are on their spiritual journey and their healing journey. And I really want to bounce off some things for them. So hit me up on any social media handle, message me, text me, call me. Y'all, let's chop it up about this. I want to get some men, their feedback, because I don't want to be one-sided with this, but I know some kings. I know some kings that have raised the standard in their life. I know some kings that have put in the work and are putting in the work. And let me tell y'all something. They're raising a standard, baby. And that toxic women just can't come at them any type of way. That's not tolerated anymore. So with the same breath on both ends, let's heal and let's love and let's grow together. This is your girl, Coach E. Tap out.